Danny, how are you, champion?
Don't know. I'm blind. I've no idea where the sheet is. Where's the sheet?
The run sheet? Yeah. It's been emailed to us.
Oh, you know I don't check emails. How are you? Whoa, okay. What's this for?
That's for spraying my plants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get on my face. I'm in podcast mode. How are you?
How are you? Mate, how's your weekend? Firstly, beautiful top you got on there.
You? I was
we've come dressed
you.
In the same thing.
It's so awkward we do that.
Oh, my God.
These are beautiful T-shirts by
happiness.
Our beautiful friend.
Ollie.
Read it out. Ollie.
Yeah, it says happiness. Happiness. Ollie. List Cloggers and Happiness Co. Yep. These are a cool T-shirt that we've got on. You
great.
Can actually buy these. They're on Ollie
on
Instagram,
Instagram,
Ollie website, and all the proceeds. Well, the profits of this T-shirt go to the Happiness Co., which is going to help with mental health.
Yes, it's beautiful.
So
get on there and grab
t-shirt.
Yours.
How good's that?
Yeah.
Get in them. They're really cool.
They are sick.
Mine, I look better in it than
everyone
you.
Everyone get them.
Yeah. Hey, how was your weekend?
Mate,
you know we
weekend.
Love talking about weekends. How was your weekend?
God.
I didn't see you this weekend. What'd you do?
Oh,
I know what you did. You had a big Christmas party, didn't you?
Oh, I might have slightly overdid it. Oh, boy. My head is well and truly in the shed. I'll tell you that much. Oh, God. I'm still feeling it. I'm just having random flashbacks.
How many, but what were you drinking?
What wasn't I drinking? Probably a safer question. Waters, Powerade, Sausagens. We were drinking it all,
out
mate.
Of ice cream
I was
containers?
Like a fish in water. And the water could have been beer, champagne, Prosecco, rosé.
Yeah.
You name it.
So talk us through your actual week and let's go Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. What'd you do?
Friday night, had a lovely party with my friends.
Yeah. Was that
work.
The Christmas party?
Yes, it was. Yeah. That was good. Went there, woke up Saturday morning and not in a good way.
Yeah.
Not in a good way at all. Had a
hangover. I've been drinking too much for sure.
I got a hangover. And then Saturday, good start of the day. Got a meat pie in bed.
Oh,
yeah.
4 and 20?
I know, I'm not sure. Meat pie.
Wasn't a 4 and 20 meat pie sausage roll? Was
it wasn't. What's your hangover cure? I think we've spoken about this before.
Oh, mine's Zupa Dupas.
Yeah, you have said that.
Yeah, Zupa Dupas. I really like them.
Mine's just a lemonade. A Sprite. Yeah. So I had a hangover. Oh, hangover. I did have that. And a pie and a Gatorade. Then to a Chrissy lunch, into a birthday dinner, into
weekend.
Golf at National. And guess who didn't show up at the National? Everyone on Sunday.
No, Dan, don't
invite
even start.
Was there.
Dan.
I'm ready to tee off at 8 or 9. Guess who wasn't there?
Dan, it actually really hurts my feelings that you say that.
No, John Buckley.
You know I would have come and played with you if you had invited me.
You weren't there.
You know what's really interesting as well is with this whole golf thing, you've pulled out the last few weeks. To be completely honest, you pulled out the last few weeks. We don't even know if you've got a handicap or not. You refuse to give us your golf
you.
Link number. I went on and did some investigating on the weekend. You said you're at the National, and I know you were there. You put up a photo, unless
you know
you're stealing people's photos.
I don't know.
I don't know if you're doing that. But I went on their website, looked at everyone
Snoop.
That played
Snoop.
All day
Narc.
In their thing, and you did not even enter any of the competitions.
Or maybe under a different name, alias. You think about that? You think about I'm under an alias, mate? You don't know who it is.
What's your alias?
You don't want to know? I'm telling you, mate. I'm telling you.
So you're saying you don't want me to see you that bad that you've gone under a different name
yes.
in golf comps?
Yeah.
You're competing under a different name?
Yes. I am, mate. I'm under a different name, so you'll never find me. The only way you'll find me is if I give you my golf link number. I'm not Dan McGorange. Dan McGorange doesn't exist in the
so
golfing
what happened
world.
On the golf? What happened? Because I didn't see your name, so did you win?
Did I win? Let me put it this way, deal. Play the old course. 18 holes. Guess what I hit?
Not 10 again.
That'd be impossible. That would be impossible.
Yeah, okay.
I started off well. Front nine, hit a 10.
Yeah.
Then back nine,
yeah,
hit a 9.
Oh. Wow. So you hit
19.
19. Wow.
Won the comp, believe it or not. Well, the Conquistadors won the comp.
I did see a guy
yeah.
that hit a 19 and it was under a different name.
Yeah.
It was Daniel Dorange
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah. So I went under him now, at least there. So it was good. Good weekend for me. Just
That's
winning
awesome.
Comp. You won a comp, though, in all seriousness.
I actually did win the comp. Well, funny story, actually.
Mm,
I didn't win the comp. I drew the comp and then I lost on countback. I had 42 points on the weekend. One would say I'm seeing them like beach balls.
With the driver?
Everything.
Wow.
3 wood, fucking 5 wood,
and you had the,
fucking driver, everything.
The injury.
And I had a torn calf.
Well, how'd
which
we
we'll
do
get
that?
Into
all right,
quickly.
Then.
But
hey, a lot's happened in my world.
Yeah.
What's happened in your world?
A lot is happening in my world.
Congrats, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you.
This is massive news.
I know. For those out there who don't know this, it gives me great pleasure in announcing I'm already a father.
You are.
Yourself.
There you are. You look after me.
And
Sam.
Frank.
And Frank.
And Sam. And I'm Sam's dad and mentor and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be a dad.
Well done.
Thank you.
Dad, actually.
Thank you.
Well and truly dad.
Thank you, mate. So, yes, the Tofu Princess
awesome.
And myself expecting a lovely little baby in April next year.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, it's been pretty cool. But, It's yeah, it's pretty incredible, to be honest. On a serious note, it took us a lot longer than we thought. Mm. And I will go into more depth on it in the future.
Mm.
But pretty tough time. Like, it was probably one of the, I reckon, easily the hardest thing I ever went through. We went through from some fertility troubles, had to go down some testing and get like some IVF and all that sort of stuff early on. And then really luckily in the end, just by pure hope and just luck, we fell pregnant. So
amazing, mate.
Pretty cool, man. Really excited to be a dad.
Like you said, you'll speak about it in depth more when you're ready and you want to. And
yeah,
there's a few troubles there, but you're going to be a great dad, mate.
And for anyone else out there that's trying or expecting a family or those sort of things, you know, I'm with you. I know it can be a super tough time. I'd love to, like I said, I'll definitely speak more about it at a later date when I've processed it, but love's out there, man. To all the men and women out there trying to start a family, it can be a tough time for anyone. Congrats, so if you're going through that now, IllyXX, love you. I'm always there for you. And let's get back into the show. So I'm going to be a dad, man.
You are.
And I've got three kids.
You do already?
Yeah.
So you have experience.
Yes, yes.
No, congrats on that, mate. Congrats on the kid.
Thank you very much.
Very, very happy.
And what else? Oh, yeah. So on the weekend, we're talking about I hit 42 points at golf.
Allegedly.
Which I probably won't be able to do anymore with a kid. And I'd actually torn my calf a day earlier.
Oh.
So, as you know, I've got the itch to come back and play a couple games of footy.
Mm.
I got a bit of it, and I went down to training and just like, it was sometimes when I'm training, I sort of hover over myself and watch myself and go, that's like a young Chris
that?
Judd.
Rick Riewoldt.
Like a Rick Riewoldt. Like, yeah. You've given it, like you were way before your time sort of thing. Like, if you were there today, I'm talking like your Baz Linkers type operator.
What mix would you be right now if you're back
in the league? It's so hard to say, but I reckon like a mix of...
And be honest, don't hold back, like be truthful.
It'd be a mix of like Sam Walsh leadership and that inside game with a little bit of Jimmy Rowe.
Yeah.
With a bit of the celebration. And also the communication to say like when to slow and when to stop.
Have a set shot.
Yeah, sort of stuff. So I'd say a bit of a hybrid of your Jimmy Rowe and your Sam Walsh. Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the perfect hybrid in today's game, actually. Walsh and Jimmy Rowe. Jimmy Rowe, who are doing things picked up at the moment. So to be a hybrid of those, we'd love to see the back out there, mate.
Yeah,
so
we please would. And I just need to get that calf right.
You know?
Because unlike you, these are real injuries. These aren't fake calves.
No, mine are real.
No, these aren't mine fake are real. Calves.
You don't have like big calves at all, though, so there's not much to tear.
I know.
So
anyway, trying to get back out
there. So what were you doing, training like by yourself? Or?
No, I was training with my school team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the amateurs.
What suburb was the training at?
Well, the school that I went to is called Ivanhoe.
Okay.
Old Ivanhoe.
Nice. And you're wearing footy boots?
No, I wasn't. I was wearing runners.
Runners. Cool.
Is that going to narrow you to my house more?
No, I wouldn't. When you're done training, where do you normally put your runners down afterwards?
Yeah. Where do you get them?
Yeah.
So, it's good. I really enjoy. Are you going to have a kick this year? Why don't you come down with me?
I will kick once I get to Lacash. So we know what I do. I go around, collect a sign on, and then I bounce.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
I'll find somewhere.
Funny one, actually.
Funny story.
No, this is funny. Is last week, you know how you got all these nicknames, Gorador, Gordo.
Didn't like them at all.
Slim, Big Red Shed, Sushi Chest, all those lines. And I don't have any nicknames.
Dildo?
No. So Jack Sargent sent in a couple that I will pick from. These are really cool. So one says, "Hi, gentlemen. Hope you're doing well. Dill mentioned on the potty this week that he wishes he had some cool nicknames like Goz. So I took the liberty of doing a brainstorm for him. Would love to hear your thoughts. First one, Dizzy Rascal.
That's cool, though. I
don't know if it is. Buck 50.
Oh.
Bucko. Dildo.
How about Buckwit?
Steve Ian Aokio.
Oh.
V-Bucks.
Mm.
The Dill Fibrillator.
Oh, that's cool.
Mrs. Figs, woman in Harry Potter that always smells like cat. Oh,
No, that's not good. Yeah.
And Daniel, they suck.
That's my name, actually, the last one.
So I don't know about those, Jack. I appreciate it. We need some work on that.
Thank you, Jack.
We do need some work on that one.
Thank you.
I'll just say one more thing on my weekend.
Yeah.
I did get in the garden again, and I have purchased because everyone wants to have a quick update on this. They want another breakout episode of Just Me and My Garden.
Yeah.
I went there to Bunnings again, met some really young, good guys. I think his name was Thomas. I met Thomas. I think he was a fan of List Cloggers and we're chatting
Bunnings?
A few things at Bunnings. And Bunnings, I got some lawn seed and I got some spikes on the bottom of my boots.
Why?
And I pouched some boots as well.
You're not going mountain climbing,
so
mate.
So I've got hard jacket boots.
Unless you're bloody climbing your own back.
I got hard jacket boots, and then I've got these things where I step, I lace them to my boots, and they've got steps on.
What are you walking on?
My grass, to aerate the grass. Aerate the grass. And then I put seed down and then watered it, and now it's raining all this week, which I'm wrapped about.
So you're going to grow
the
grass. You're happy
with
that? Yeah. We saw the photo of your boots. You like wearing your hard AFL jackers. Socks?
Yeah.
With them?
I play for the Giants.
That's so, you went to Bunnings with those on as well, didn't you?
Maybe.
To let people know.
Maybe.
That's so embarrassing.
No, it's not.
Well done, mate.
Stinger.
Good week for you. Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. He's missed the start. He's celebrating. He's celebrating a point. Jackie Chan returns. Goran just kicked it. Mate, we could talk all bloody day about
this is
the guys are deal. Keep talking about the weekends. Entertaining us. Shut up. All right, we'll shut up for a minute. Actually, we can't shut up because we're gonna keep talking about
it. We've got heaps on, man. This is our second last show of the year, by the way. So it's gonna be pretty.
It's gonna be sad when we wrap
sad.
Up.
And if you haven't noticed here, by the way, it's probably a peaceful episode because you haven't got Sam and over there,
idiot over
like,
there.
Yelling off mic
and stopping us. Yeah, and trying to stop. This is just going to be raw and unedited. So say what you want.
And yeah, he went to Meredith on the weekend. So he's
he hasn't yet.
Like, just,
he's in all
goes,
sorts.
Oh man, whoa.
Yeah, it's a stomach ache.
Yeah, he does.
He has a big stomach ache. So
it's just
not
us
here.
Today, which is good. Just a couple of things that are on the agenda that we need to speak about from last week. As we said, this is our second last episode. We've got our big episode next week, our grand finale.
Yes.
This week on Instagram, we're going to have our list clogger of the year. So you'll vote on social media this week, our list clogger of the year. Now, there'll just be people that it'll be players, it'll be people that are featured throughout the whole year. It'll be a mix of everyone. We're going to pick a list clogger of the year and they'll be winning a big Budgie Smuggler pack, list cloggers pack, everything.
So is this like people we've had on or people we've come
across?
Bit
of everything,
across?
Really. People have spoke, people that we know somewhat. Like it can't be Dion Fishfingers. Fraser Lax nominated.
Yeah. Dim
Sims nominated.
Dim. Who else have we had on?
Tommy Mitchell.
Tommy Mitchell was on.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. So us been there. It's been a big year.
It's been
a
big year.
Lots of people.
Yeah, lots of people. But then even sort of like players, you know, you got your Robbie Foxes, your Tom Hickeys, Jimmy Rowe.
Yeah.
Those sort of people as well, who, to be honest, Jimmy Rowe could be $1.
Going
into the
this.
Event this
he
year, let's cover of the year.
He does.
So that'd be really cool. Last week we did the longest episode of the year. How weird. I didn't feel like that went so fun.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
That's
with
what
mates.
I say. Like sometimes I get in here and it's bloody Monday and I leave and it's Thursday.
I was like, bloody hell, time got away from me because we're bloody talking about things and, you know, some other things that get cut out and could have been a really long episode last week. But 21 was good, my friend. People love the long ones as well.
Yeah, they do. Let's just talk it for a long time.
Let's just, really extend the words and really draw it out here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
moving on. Chit chat news. Messages to Dill read by Dan.
Yes, in the
package. So their messages to me read by you.
Oh, I read them out to you.
Yes.
Lockie Rose. Lachlan Rose. Bloody roses in the garden. If your baby ends up being a boy, what are the odds you call him Dan? What a thought. Massive.
Slim to none.
No.
If that's the case.
I think it's paying short odds for you to call him Dan.
No.
Which we would all love. I would be honoured. I would accept that name with a thank you and a gratitude and say, listen, Dill, we didn't have to do that.
But you did, and thank you.
I know you will do that. So I'm excited to meet Dan Jr.
What's the funniest name you think, like, how the hell did that become a name? Like, you can't imagine. Like, I can't imagine even these days Daniel as a baby.
Wow. How about like a John?
Your John is weird.
Mm.
Like, because I remember my name when I was growing up and I was going, I can't imagine me as an adult. You know what I mean?
A Rick?
Rick
it
as a
never
baby.
Never met a baby called Rick.
Rick. Oh, and I have friends named Ricky.
So no Dan?
Not at this stage, no. It's on the short list.
Oh, it's on the short list. Good.
Yeah, for both a boy and a girl.
Do you want to do anything special to make it work or?
No, just be yourself.
Oh, easy as.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, be flying.
Yeah, get a phone case as well.
No, I refuse to do that. Still no phone case. Sam J. Wood. Good boot choice.
Oh, thank you very much. I went to Bunnings again when I ran into my friend there and I got a pair of hard yakkers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do some hard yakker in them?
I did.
What up, mate?
They're
that.
Cool boots. I'm happy with that.
Cameron Martin. What are your insurance details? I fell asleep on the road listening to Priority Pick. Cars at the panel beater. Great, cool. And Cameron, and also everyone out there, I know we say this a lot, but just preface, if you are driving on the Monash or the Penlink or even just any road and Priority Pick comes on, we do strongly advise you pull over, get the pillow out for the boot.
Yeah, play with your Lego.
Play with Lego.
Or your Xbox.
Literally pull over to the road and avoid any type of accident because it will put you to sleep.
And the Priority Pick people that are listening, you know, are part of my community. Well, that are extremely talented. You may be because you're probably over like a CEO or a scientist or something like that. Just homeless. Tell all of your other...
You're homeless and you borrow someone's iPod.
You tell all of the
Nano.
People that you, boss around and stuff, just continue, doing that work while you put your feet up and you listen to the segment and you enjoy it, because you're a great person if you're there listening to me. I love you guys and girls.
No, priority pick listeners, there tend to be people who, someone gets their meal first at the pub, the Palmer, and they'll, haven't got their meal, they'll reach over and take chips.
No, that's the kind of people
we're dealing with at priority pick. That's greedy, little...
Whoa.
Hold on. Last week you didn't extend your rant on Yellowstone, and people said that.
Oh,
you said you were going to open up on them, and you never got to it.
Okay. Do you want to hear it?
Not really, but go on. No, I do actually, because I agree with you on this.
Look, it's.
Bloody horse manure.
For someone that has, invested as much as I have into that show,
a lot.
And for them to dish up this crock of shit.
It's bullshit.
I'm not really even watching it anymore.
No.
I'm so furious.
Mm.
I'm disappointed.
That's a big one. You're angry or not?
Not mad.
No?
I'm just upset and disappointed.
You deserve better.
I think we all do as people that love that show. Like, it's just...
Because you've had themed parties. So that's how much you love it.
I had a themed party.
You had a themed party.
A themed party of Yellowstone. Now I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, to have that. Yeah, it's disappointing. I know, it's bad. White Lotus got around it? Yeah.
I did. I actually watched the first season of it.
Think?
Oh, look, that was from our good friend Dan Sodas from Real Big Sodas. You just farted, by the way.
I did. Sorry if I...
He just farted again when you were laughing. That is disgusting.
Oh.
Dan Soderstrom, he said that. White Lotus. I liked season one.
Mm.
Didn't watch season two as yet, so there it is.
Okay, Chloe Myers, congrats to Daddy
Thank
Dill.
Thank you, Chloe. I appreciate that.
Daddy.
I might have to maybe start a podcast on fatherhood, just give out some tips to people.
Yeah, just how to have sex would be good for most people out there. I know a lot of guys. Caleb Ladder, give us an in-detail footy comeback update. I think you've already done that.
Oh, I think I did a little bit, but I can definitely give you another update on it, because the footy comeback, and then the last bit says, I'd love to see a highlights package. Well, funnily enough, there is a lot of packages on YouTube. There's a fair bit of vision there that people send to me. No, I don't remember that one, but
Jake
there's a
Stringer,
lot there at Melbourne. And No, I'm the package.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm hoping to play a couple games next year, just depending on the body at the moment. As I said, I've done two sessions and did a calf, so I'll be back. But I did body fit this morning.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, you got a body fit?
I loved it.
Well done, mate. That's good.
It was really good.
Yeah, you like it?
I really liked it.
Well done, mate. Yeah, I go to Revel, so I wouldn't be able to relate to that at all.
No, I was just saying. Message for Dan, read by Dill. Henry Klossman, less cabbage chat. I agree.
Yes.
It's getting stupid, man, and it's actually immature. Joel Hunt, I also met you at a footy game. You're not shy. Don't listen to the haters.
Thank you. I'm not at all.
Well,
so
you were
I don't know who said that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not upset about
you
it.
You were upset about
no,
that
I wasn't upset
time.
At all. I'm not upset.
Yeah, you were.
It's just
you
not
are
true.
A quiet guy,
it's
though.
A lie.
You
no,
are
you know who said that last week? The person who's on my no talk list. His name is Brody Kindred.
Yeah.
So last week, for those who didn't listen, Brody Kindred said that I was less confident in person.
You are less confident in person.
I'm not. I'm very out there, talkative, love getting around everyone, making new friends. He was on my never talk to me again list.
Yes, what happened with
him
that?
And someone else, I've got to put on there. So
Rocket
he
Aid,
reached
wasn't
out
it?
To me.
Was Rocket Aid the other one?
No, I think so. Brody Kindred reached out to me and said, can't wait to never talk to you again. He said that. And he said, don't worry, I'm going to make it up to you, and bought some Sippy. So now he's back off the list.
Oh,
well done, Brody.
Yeah. He's probably got a stomach ache. Now he's probably got a real bad stomach ache.
He's got a good doorstoppers for Christmas. He goes, I'm now a committed GMZ fan, and you're more confident than Deal.
What? Real Tom McColl. He said, big glurp glurp Gorringe.
What
Here's
is that
an idea
name?
For you. Sippy Seltzers.
Well done, real Tom McColl.
Come on.
That is good. We might be something in the works there, old Tommy McColl.
Couple door stoppers.
No, these are
good.
Very good.
Chuck them at the
door. All these ones.
Straight at the door. Haley Gorringe.
That's not Haley, my Haley.
Doing a great job. Claps all around.
Thanks, Mum.
Also, why did you make up you have a fake brother?
No, that's not true. You made
so
it up
Dan,
there.
This message is from Haley Gorringe, your sister.
That's not true.
Your sister's name is Haley Gorringe. Am I correct?
That's her name, correct.
And she has sent in a message. Says Haley Gorringe.
It's not how you spell Haley. It's the wrong Haley.
Doing a great job.
That's
claps
the wrong Haley.
All around.
See what Sam
then she
has
said,
started doing.
Why did you make up that you had a fake brother in Gold Coast?
No. What you and Sam have started doing, you've started making up these aliases of people who are asking fake questions, and I'm over it. So this has to stop.
Oh, I didn't actually make up that one from Haley at all. I swear that was just in the run sheet.
Well, good on Haley. Back on the no talk list.
Yeah. So you're not talking to your sister anymore.
Off. Yeah. Off Brody Kindred in Haley Orange. Okay. Well done. I'm ruthless like that. I will cut people left, right, and center. You're not far off either. If you don't call your son Dan or daughter Dan, It'll be on the list. You go.
I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
I'm just going to call it Dan regardless. Okay. Boy or girl has to be Dan.
True. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Actually, it was last week, but we gave you guys some time to think about it. We did that one where I think someone called in and said that their parents still paid for something.
Yes.
Oh, we spoke about it. So someone still paid for something and then Juz's parents still pay for a phone bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was this is fucked. Like, we cannot be doing this anymore.
No.
So we put it out to the community and we said, what do your parents still pay for?
This is great, the response
what
we
was
got.
Your? What do you remember yours being the what do you remember yours being like the last thing you remember your parents paying for you?
I told you that my Uber Eats account has the card linked up.
That's crazy that you still.
But it's just like not every now and then. But I, the one you
have
said
they ever
about
hit you up about it?
No, 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 they wouldn't. Not after taking all my Medicare money off me. The one you said about the family phone plan, everyone being on the phone plan.
Yes.
A lot of people have the same thing. The phone plan is so good that mum and dad can't take you off it.
Yeah.
Jake Tawney says, my tolls will forever be linked to my mum's account. So smart. And tolls are expensive as well.
My tolls are crazy. Fuck. So I recently lost my wallet and I had to like get all my cards replaced.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, when you get all your cards replaced, all your like automatic things stop. So you have to like re-put in your card again. And I went to my fucking linked account. And it was like, you owe, like, it was like $180 for like a week of tolls. I was what am I doing on these tolls?
Why are you using tolls?
I don't know.
I avoid tolls at all costs. I go to Waze and say, avoid tolls.
Really?
Or even on maps as well, avoid tolls. I hate tolls.
Waze is a good app, man. Waze, I think I told you about that.
Waze is my favorite app.
I told you about that. Waze. For out there, for those out there who don't know what Waze is, W-A-Z-E, it's a great little map app. Tells you like where everything is.
True. Flynn, M, everything. I'm 20.
Wow, Flynn, you need to grow up.
You need to grow up, Flynn.
Literally, by the time you were 20, you were already paying off like that awesome investment at Gold Coast.
Yeah, I was paying off stamp duties.
You were paying stamp duties.
Flynn, when I was 20, I was paying, you know, stamp duties.
You were paying stamp duties.
LMIs, lender's mortgage insurance. Yep. I was paying, you know, mortgages. Yeah. I was paying back interest, Flynn. So, time to grow up. All right.
Yeah, you need to grow up, mate. You need to get up to the Gold Coast. You need to go to Cavalier. You need to buy a unit.
You need to go meet a Ray White real estate agent.
Yeah.
And they need to take you through a private inspection.
A private inspection of a 1 of 3,000 unit penthouse on Cavill Avenue.
Yeah, and they'll say, listen,
this is one of a kind.
The price
is. Yes, there's 3,000 others of these.
Yeah.
But this one.
The price is $580, Goz. But the owner. He's willing to cut a deal. $625 today if you buy it. And I said, listen, $670?
Yeah.
$670 is my final offer. And we settled at $710 and it was good. So it was a smart investment. Smart investment.
Shit, always.
It was good.
A few good photos coming up, by the way, on the socials of a few people going to Ripley's Believe It or Not, which we love.
Get around it.
Yeah.
Holiday time, Christmas.
We need to get a code there or something.
Get some vouchers, you know, Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
Matt DeStefano, I'm 24, I moved out of home and my mum still pays my auto top up Mikey card from high school.
That's fantastic.
Mikey's expensive as
Mikey's expensive as well. And I don't know if you're like me, but I lose my wallet most fucking months. And you have to buy a new Mikey every time. They're
expensive.
$10 as well.
Yeah, they're not missing you. Alex Nazanti, advent calendar. Ooh.
An advent calendar? Every year they buy an advent calendar.
Yeah, I get that. I can see that. Haven't had an advent calendar in years.
No.
But what on to you, mate? Callum Thomas, my folks pay for the Christmas presents I give to them. That's
Callum,
great.
You need to grow up.
Christmas presents, they rack up quickly, present bills.
They do.
And then a lot of phone bills came up
through
as well.
Yeah, phone bills came as well. And the last one on this as well was, the question was, what did your parents throw out that would be now worth a small fortune?
Oh,
anything stick out to you?
A lot of people had the
Pokemon cards.
Lot of people had Charizards flying around.
Feel blessed that your Pokemon cards are thrown out by your parents and not by a grade 6 bully that stole them out of your tub locker at school.
True.
I reckon I'd rather be betrayed by my family than that.
Yeah, I once had a Logitech USB player stolen from my desk at high school.
Oh, mate, it's fucking...
All that. Bullet for my Valentine, Hawthorne Heights.
So we had one here. Zay Filand said, my Tamagotchi.
Yep.
I don't know if they're worth anything anymore, but
no,
I don't know if that
really
would.
No.
Zeke_U said, Gary Ablett Guernsey, signed by the whole team. Most importantly, the Throat Gozinger's signature.
Whoa. That'd be huge. Throat Gozinger's. That'd be worth a fair bit.
That's quite funny.
A lot of Pokemon cards here. Dad, Chris Samuel. Dad threw out his wedding ring, apparently.
Wow.
They're okay.
Harry Glenhill said, yes. Dill Buckley's prestigious 43 Dubbo's Giants jersey. Why would your mum throw that out, man? The hell?
Tommy Reynolds.
Oh, what about this one, though? This is actually quite interesting because these are definitely back in. Charlie Griffin said multiple pairs of Adidas Sambas, which are back in fashion now.
They are.
So what about like that when you – obviously fashion goes in like cycles. Mm. So all the shit that like you loved, you know, like Harley Davidson tees back in the day were like – they were everywhere and now everyone wears them.
Yeah.
What's – you got to like be sort of onto the next things. So like at vintage at the moment, like a lot of it's like vintage Nike.
Yeah.
People love their vintage Nike. Even like people loving like FUBU and stuff at the
moment. Because you're into G-strings at the moment for men, aren't you? Tell everyone how you're into G-strings at the moment. So Dill's wearing G-strings at the moment. So just feel good. Help. It's like a Rio. It's like a skinny Rio, but it just goes right up the back and keeps everything in tight. So, and they're coming back in fashion, man. Speaking of things that their parents threw out, Tom Reynolds says his foreskin that got thrown out.
Okay. This is getting just stupid.
No. Nintendo 64 was a big one.
Yeah, that was a big one. I had a Nintendo 64 until, you know, again, I was not betrayed by my parents. I was betrayed by someone in this fucking studio.
Frank.
I just want to refresh everyone's memory on this one. I asked you to come around and have a look at my car. You're like, no, don't go to the mechanic. Let me come have a look at it. If you do, I was like, Dan, if you do, you come out and help me. I'll give you my Nintendo 64. So you come out, you open up the fucking bonnet, you look at it for 30 seconds, and then you're like, nah, man, I can't fix this. By the way, where's that Nintendo 64? And then you just took it and drove off.
No, I know
so
what happened.
So in the end of the day, I had to go to the mechanic anyway, and I lost a fucking grand at the mechanic, and I lost my Nintendo 64.
What happened is I went to get something in the boot, and all this petrol came out, and you said I was filling up the car with petrol. No, I remember pouring water into your car, and it started pissing at the bottom. I said, mate, this is way above my pay grade.
But you still took the Nintendo 64, didn't you?
Well, I came up there to
diagnose
it.
You still took it, didn't you?
I did.
But
I
did you take it?
Yes. It was glorious.
And where is it?
I don't know. I came out to diagnose your car, and I put water in the engine, and all of a sudden, it starts pissing out. I said, oh, mate, in all my years of being a mechanic, I have never seen that. In all my years of being my dad's assistant, where he says, get me a three-quarter wrench, and I'm getting him a hammer, I've never seen that before.
Get me a left-handed screwdriver.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
So that was a bridge too far for me, mate, to try and get.
I
appreciate
that.
We laugh, mate. We have a good time here.
I don't know if I did.
We laugh. We'll find it. Be around somewhere.
Yeah, sure. GMZ, what do you got?
I have nothing
okay,
today.
Moving on. We've got to get back in that next week. You're more of an in-season sort of guy.
Yeah, I am in season.
Let's move into the People Who's this week. Always absolutely humming the People Who segment.
People who. We hate the things that these people do.
JM Fresh. People who wear boots and laces and zips on the side. Choose one. Better not be the zips.
Are there zips on boots?
So you know those people that wear like, they're those boots and they're like quite thin, normally like leathery, and they're like laced all the way up, and then on the side they have a zip up on them as well.
Oh, yeah. They're gross. They're no good.
They're horrific.
They are bad. Yeah,
They're in the same like kettle of fish. Of those pants that are like elasticy jeans with like rips in them.
Or those ones.
You know, those jeans with like the elastic at the bottom of them.
Oh, the cuff and the leg.
I hate those. You used to wear them.
No,
I'm not even joking. You wore those.
I did. So did you. Lwards. L. Wards. Sorry. People who still say taxi when someone drops a drink. Join us in 2022, please. How funny is that?
I reckon we bring it back. Oh, I love
you're
it.
You still out taxis.
Taxi!
And everyone, you always get a laugh, though.
It's always
the most drunk person you know, a taxi. Always the most drunk person.
Yelling out taxi. Thing. Never have I heard someone yell taxi and not laugh.
No, it's great.
I think it's great.
We love that.
I really like it.
Olivia Oakley.
People who have a few chips and then say, get these away from me.
That's great.
I like that.
Anna does that when we have a
oh my God, get these away from me.
Anna is notorious for a nice cheese platter on a Sundae.
Is she? She loves a little charcuterie board.
She does. She'll have a little bit of brie, bit of salami, a bit of crackers, dip.
Get this away from me,
literally,
Dan.
She'll get that cheese and go, get this away from me. You must get this away from me. I can't have any more. Just stop eating it. Like, what are we doing here?
That's great. I got one from Sarah Ramatanis.
Oh, Ramatanis.
People who can't tell you've been avoiding them, then they come up to have a deep conversation about their life and you absolutely do not care.
No, that's fair. I love that.
I like that. Do you like the conversations?
I avoid eye contact with people I want to talk to.
But what if they come up to you anyway and have a chat?
Ignore them. That's why I always walk around with AirPods in.
Do you know what I've really identified that I hate more than anything is when you go to like a function or a birthday party or something like that and the conversation is just so top line and I'm like, I can't be bothered having this conversation. Like as in, I want to talk to you. I would love to talk to you, but let's just like drop the top line and let's just talk.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, the thing is like, oh, how you going? It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, true.
What are you doing, man? Let's just talk.
That's fair.
Is that fair?
All social settings really are awkward situations for
me. To talk?
Not talk, just interact. Like you see someone, like for instance, on the weekend I went to a birthday and there's like people I know, so it's a kiss and a hug. People I don't know, is it a kiss or is it a kiss and a hug? Is it just a hug?
What do you do? You always just go in for the kiss.
What do you do? You go arms wide so they know?
No, I do the one arm, one cheek sort of.
You shake hands with them.
Yeah.
With everyone you see, man, woman, just shake hands.
I have a quick one just on that. It's like when you meet someone at a party, and I know that this like is a very traditional old school thing, and I get the times have changed a little bit, but still, when you shake someone's hand, you've got to have a bit of. You got to make the connection. It's not so much that you need to break each other's hand, but there's got to be a bit of substance behind the handshake. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
You shake someone's hand and you grab their fingers,
all flimsy.
And you're like,
man up,
come on,
yeah, give me something. Just give me a bit of fucking.
Give me a bit of fucking.
Yeah, I don't let go.
I want that handshake to be like a mini.
I want
a bit of gusto in that handshake.
Feel that hand.
Yeah,
in me.
Yeah. I want to just be like our hands are meeting, and by their language, they're shaking, going.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah,
I don't. I'll never break on a handshake.
Or you just keep going.
Well, I could go somewhere for a party, and me and someone I've never met before could just stand there, hands locked for 40 minutes until someone breaks.
No, I agree. And you the one as well where you go up and shake someone's hand and you don't extend. You just put your elbow at your hip
and
you
turn it over.
Come on, mate.
Yeah.
Come in here.
And I turn over.
Come in here.
So my hand's on top.
Like this.
I love that. Calden Webb. People who do the chest out strut around the gym, unless you're an unhinged bouncer at a rubbish nightclub, no one walks like this.
Yeah. And look, I love Conor McGregor, but I hate when people do that, like Conor McGregor thing.
Yeah.
With the chest and they, like, you're not Conor McGregor.
No, you're not. You know who is trying to be Conor McGregor? Paddy Bimblett.
I don't. People really love him. They think
I'm gonna
that
say
you're.
It. He's annoying.
Wow, I like that.
He's annoying.
Man, you're mates with him.
No, we look exactly the same.
You look exactly the same, and he's also messaged you on Instagram,
hasn't
he?
Yeah, we message constantly every now and then. And he likes comments, comments back to me.
You hate him.
I just think he's a fuckwit.
Yeah.
A little bit, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
He was so humble and nice, and like now he's just like all this stuff over the weekend, the UFC press conference, he stole Conor McGregor's lines. He was like, he landed the worst joke with Joe Rogan ever.
No.
It was so cringe.
I didn't even hear it.
It was fucked. It was like he just won his fight, and then Joe Rogan comes over to the winner and does an interview and he goes, hey, Joe, you got to pay me some money before you interview me now. And it's like, what? It was a funny story, actually.
Oh, no.
He did a funny story, actually.
He's a funny story, actually.
He did. It was terrible.
What about I've been thinking lately, I should start doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? Why is that funny?
Why have you been thinking that?
Oh, I just thought about it and I was like, I really don't want to do that, but maybe I should go and do it. But like, I just don't want to wrestle like with sweaty people I don't know. Like, if I went with like a group of mates, I'd love to go and just learn how to like put someone in an armbar or something. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Put a bit of leg lock.
I'd love to. I reckon it's such a, I don't know. I've just seen a lot of like cool people do it, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should do that.
I'm just having this vision of like you learning all this stuff.
Me just fucking at home, just kicking my brick wall with my shin.
I'm just having this vision of someone like mouthing off at the pub and like all of a sudden I turn around, you've got him into some armbar, some really quirky move.
I want to just learn how to just like strengthen up my shins, just bamboo the out of them every night. Just like, all right, time for bed. And I said, no. 3,000 smacks each shin, babe, before we sleep. I just want you to
just kicking the fuck out of the side of the house.
I just want to get a big bamboo and smash my shins.
Do your party trick deal. All right, where's a tree? Check this out. Just all night. 6,000 kicks. You guys still watching?
Like, we better go back to the party. No,
no.
It's nearly there.
No.
It's nearly down.
Where's the street sign? Yeah. Get something harder. Oh, you should take it up.
All right, I should. Let me know if there's a good gym out there that you want me to come to.
It'd be great.
Just make sure everyone's like somewhat clean.
Yeah.
You know, just I don't want to like do like full sweat mode.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
And beginner's class, obviously.
True.
Is that it for people who?
Will Kenno, people who roll forwards throughout the full red light. Just relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty personal, Will. Someone's done that
as he was typing it, I reckon.
Still Patterson, great one here. People who have a new hobby every week. We get it. You're boring. Directed at you, I think.
Oh, I'd actually steal, to be honest. I think that's the opposite. That means I've got a bit of substance.
You do. Yeah, sort of. I have a personal people who from the weekend.
Yeah.
People who drink no alcohol beers and say, tastes just like the real thing.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, mate. Don't stop telling yourself that. It fucking doesn't.
You don't reckon?
No. People who
they
have
do taste like the
people
same.
People who have low-carb beers and go, oh, tell you what, this tastes bloody good for a low-carb beer. No, it fucking doesn't.
I'm into my middies.
Mate, this new fad of no-carb and, you know, zero-carb, low-carb, whatever it might be, fucking carb minimal, doesn't taste good. Guys, we're fucking all going to Macca's later. Like, let's be honest, you're all going to be a piece of shit the next day ordering Uber Eats.
I would have a salad.
You would have, cabbage or something like that. So that's
what's the worst drink that, you know, I think the good one last week that people were talking about was a Negroni. When someone orders that, you go, there's no way you possibly like that.
Martini's worse. People order martinis.
Shaken, not stirred.
Just so gross. That
is love
the gross
gin tonic.
Oh, also, not popular, Aperol Spritz sucks.
Yeah, they suck.
They suck.
They suck, 100%. No,
they're no good.
Unpopular opinion.
Best drink? Amaro Sour.
Oh, nothing better than an Amaro Sour.
So
it tastes like
good.
A cherry chupa chup.
Yeah, so good.
I
they're
love
the best.
Amaro Sours.
They are great.
But I like to get it without the egg white.
Why?
I don't really like the egg white on it.
You don't like eggs, do you?
No, I like eggs, but just not on a drink. It's a bit weird.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Hey, voting next week, as we said, for List Grog of the Year will be this week. Keep it on our socials. There'll be a big, big budgie prize pack for the up for grabs and a List Grog's prize pack as well. By the way, on our List Grog's prize pack, we literally have nearly sold out in under a week. There is some stuff left. If you want your Christmas card.
What's still popping? What's left there people can get?
Drink bottles.
Drink bottles. We love the
shorts,
drink bottles.
Just, I think they're nearly done. The drink bottles are pretty much gone.
It's pre-season, guys.
I know.
Imagine
you
need your pre-season game going, oh, how good.
Speaking of hobbies, hydration, one of them. That should be a goal of 2023. We've got scarves, all those bits and pieces. With the way that Melbourne is at the moment, like the sun's never going to come out, so you're better off rugging up all of summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, get in there, get a nice little Christmas present and a Christmas card from us as well. So that's it. Now.
I've got a, this is off topic.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't vape anymore.
Good.
Heard a
story. Do you know how dangerous vaping is for you?
Well, listen to this story I heard.
Jesus Christ.
It's not a funny story, actually. It's a serious story, actually.
I can tell by
the tone.
It's not a funny story, actually. It's a serious story.
It's a serious story,
actually. My name's not Ashley, but carry on.
Oh, that's my joke.
That's not your joke.
It is my joke. Hey, Dad, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm Daniel.
No, Ashley is my joke.
No. Thirsty. Oh, thirsty. Oh, thirsty. I'm Dad.
Carry on.
When your kids will say to you, oh, Dad, I'm thirsty, say, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm Dad. You can use that one for the kid, Dad, Dan. The girl or boy that's named Dan.
Go on.
Serious story, actually. I have a mate whose other mate is a firing.
Sounds fake, straight away.
Yeah, I have friends. their names are Dylan and Sam. No, I do have friends. I have like 10. But I have other friends who have friends as well.
Yes.
And their friend that's a friend is a fireman. And they're first responders, as you would know. First in the scene before the cops or anyone else because they go.
I know that
and
I also have friends that are firefighters.
That's a fake story. You don't have any friends.
I do.
They're first responders. So they go to this house party. So the guys have gone to the pub and they've kicked back on.
I've also been to a house party before.
No, that's a lie. You're not invited ever. They've gone to the pub or whatever and they've kicked on back at someone's house and the fireys get called out there because the people there have called and said, hey, our friends like need help. Something's happened. Anyway, the fire said, which probably shouldn't disclose to us, but they're anonymous, said that the vape the guy was had, he had it for 4, 5, 6 hours, however long, vaping, as you do. The vape wasn't actually giving him the nicotine flavor. It was giving him battery acid. So after 6 hours of him inhaling this vape, the mates who were at this kick-ons with him at party looked over and the bloke was bleeding out of his eyes and his ears and his nose because the battery acid was just all in his system and died. Serious story, actually. There's no joke coming up. How fuck's that? And based on that-
I did not see that story going
that way.
Yeah,
I told you it's a serious story, actually.
Yeah.
How fucked is that?
That is terrible.
So just be very- I know everyone likes a vape. Trust me, guys.
Nah.
I got kicked out the MCG for vaping, all right? There was a big mushroom cloud on level fucking 4. And they said, some of the players in the field were going, who's got fucking lychee? Who's got cola? And I said, put my hand up. Level 4 said, apologies to everyone.
Now,
I do.
Deepest condolences if that story is true.
Yes.
I'm sure you wouldn't make that up.
No,
no one would. That is incredibly sad. And condolences to that person and their family.
Yes.
But I also am trying to – I listened to an actual podcast the other day from our friend The Health Glasses You Missed, Mon. She did one of like what is vaping. Go and have a listen to that. Basically like the thing with vaping as well is that's so scary. It's like we haven't been around long enough to know the effects that this is going to have on humans.
We're all fucked. Like we have a big vaping thing going at the moment. Everyone I go out with or see out have a vape in their hands.
Yeah.
So I generally think in 5, 10, however long we need to get a case study on it.
There's no regulation on it or anything.
Well, now prior to it, I've been vaping for a little bit. I'm a cool
You're
guy.
A seasoned vapor.
I am a seasoned vapor. I've been in vaping for a little bit and used to be so undercover. Used to go to the smoke shops or these little pop-up shops and be like, hey, got a vape. And then all of a sudden it was like an undercover deal. Go, 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 run, run, run. Now it's like fully displayed. They have the flavors on the counter.
And it's not, it's legal.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
And how do they?
There's no one cares. I don't know. Policemen, let's do our jobs, eh?
Wow.
Because people are dying on their couches.
That's pretty fucking scary.
So that was a serious story, actually, for everyone, which we got a bit off topic. But
please
now
do. Yeah, well, as you said, no more vaping.
Anyway,
please,
back
guys,
to
don't
having
vape.
A laugh
it's just
now.
Not cool, man. We don't like you more if you vape. We like you if you like a ha ha ha.
Yeah, we like you if you date.
Let's just pretend that never
happened. We cut that bit out.
Yeah, we'll cut that out. Yeah.
Hello, am I a pissant?
Nico Hearn. Now, this is Pissant Anonymous. My anonymous grandma sends me weather updates so I don't get caught out by the rain. Is my grandma a pissant? I like that.
It's cute.
Yeah.
But she's a pissant.
She is.
My grandma, I've got a phone. I've got an iPhone.
Yeah.
I can just ask
that's
Siri.
Cute, though. How good's... Oh, no. That's great.
Will McAvoy, my anonymous
Willie,
mate.
Big Willie, boy.
Okay. My anonymous mate really overused the term win the morning, win the day. Is he a pissant? That is such like a you, Gary V thing.
Win the morning. When is he saying that?
Every morning.
Yeah, I like that. I love another one. Early bird gets the worm.
Doesn't make
I like
much
that
sense,
one.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Early bird.
Yeah.
Early bird getting up gets the worm.
Well, I get the saying. It's just all birds
early
get bird worms.
Early bird gets the worm.
All birds get worms, though.
No, gets the worm. Gets the pick of the bunch.
Okay, fair enough.
Get up early. Jackie McPhee.
Yep. We ignore that.
Sorry about that. Got a mate that can't drive.
Sorry. Just want to join in. Got a mate.
Got a mate that can't drive. Manual. His name isn't Daniel.
Daniel.
Is he a pissant? Yeah, you'd mean he's a pissant. Are you meaning to?
Stop copying me.
You go.
No. Stop copying me.
Is there a reason that you continue to do that? Like, I don't see where that's even started from. That was just brought out of nowhere. That's enough.
Yeah, I'm done now. Sorry. Tom Sledick. I can't go to bed before I had an apple cut up into small pieces and a glass of water.
Oh, y'all too much.
Tom Sladek can't go to bed without some apple cut up.
That's slay.
And the water. Don't use that word.
That's slay. I'd slay.
Tom Sladek, whoever's cutting up apples.
Slay.
In the first place really is concerning me. Just slay. Bite into it. And a glass of water. Because
you know what I have to say to that?
What?
Slay.
You still drinking milk before bed?
No, I don't drink milk before bed. I don't.
Because your bones will get strong?
I really liked a cup of tea before bed, but then I started getting way too hot.
And getting up in the middle of the night to wee? Yeah. Yeah. Vaping.
Oh, God. All right. Well,
here we go.
You're now listening to Priority Pick.
Here we go.
If you're driving, pull over, man.
Please pull over. Put the,
indicator on the blinkers
and the things.
Yeah.
Now, just a quick wrap from last week. Obviously, spoke about a great series.
Yeah, we did. What was it again?
Just deleted it. Where was it?
We just forgot how good it was.
What did I speak about last week?
You spoke about it was a serious one.
The Chris Hemsworth one?
Yes, it was. Yep, it was. I remember trying to tune in and I could not
did you
get
watch
into
any
it.
Of those?
I couldn't get into it.
It was a little bit slow, I'll
on
be
steroids.
Honest. It was a little bit slow. But this week got a good one for you. Now, just bear with me until
we always
get
bear
this.
With you, mate.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bear with me until I get through
it. It's been a long year, guys.
It has. First, I will just say this.
Don't butt them up, mate. Just get into it.
This one's from Kai Hodson.
Yes,
who just said Dill's top five Spotify rap last week was "Elite," "Lie to Me Again" by The Boys. is a great song. So I just want to put that in there as a bit of a priority.
Well, we can't play it because we'll get copyright.
I'm referring that to everyone.
Yeah.
Now, this is a priority pick that I haven't been to the movies a lot this year.
Surprises me.
I'm going to the movie, well, COVID and—
Because you used to go by yourself.
I do still. I have been by myself this year, but I might go this week on, actually on this, when this gets released, Wednesday night, I'm going to go to the movies.
What's on?
And watch Avatar 2.
Oh, by yourself?
Yep.
I would come. I'm very busy. I would be there.
I wouldn't trouble you. I wouldn't want to trouble you.
Because I'd ask you. No, you wouldn't
No, I wouldn't
there.
Want to trouble you because you—
I'd ask you questions throughout the whole thing. You wouldn't
want
that.
No, because you obviously are very, very busy. I've tried to play golf with you many times.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you make that very clear that you're very, very busy. So I'm going to go watch Avatar 2.
Nice.
But what I will say to everyone this week, to go down a bit of a trip of memory lane, did you ever watch Avatar 1?
Did, long time ago.
Nine years ago that was out.
9 years.
9 years
Jeez.
Ago.
Jeez.
Can you believe that?
Time flies.
Time flies when you fucking watch Avatar.
Yeah, true. I was nine. What was I then?
So Avatar 2 is coming out this week. I'm going to go watch it at the cinemas.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Is that priority pick?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's not. Priority pick is. Look at him.
It's not.
I can tell it now. He's scrambling.
It's actually not.
Get in your priority pick then.
I am. So what I will say is I spoke about Agent Apocalypse a couple of weeks ago as well. Just remembered that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a reverse priority pick this week.
Wow.
There's something at the moment on Netflix. It's a movie called Troll. Have you seen it?
It's like in
the top 10 at the moment. It's like this massive rock that's like a troll. Could be the worst 5 minutes of a film I've ever seen in my life.
It's shocking. Terrible.
Shocking. Another one that I want to just put on your menu that's coming up at the moment is the season 2 of Your Honor. Do you remember that?
That's the guy that hits the gang member's kid.
Yes. So Steven, go further on that. He's the judge's kid, hit and run.
That's right.
Hits the gangster's kid.
Yes.
And he dates the daughter. And then we won't say what happens at the end. But there's season 2 coming out of that.
Really doing number one family, isn't he, the kid?
Well, they did. So there's Your Honor is coming out very soon.
You're just giving us a lot of bunch of random stuff. Give us something.
I'm just telling you about this stuff. Yeah, I actually have got one for you.
No, you don't.
I promise you I do. No, I promise you I do. I'm just giving you a couple of things. And last but not least, I will say this. Now, this will be a movie that you've heard of before. But I watched it the other day for probably the 50th time, and I'll tell you what, it gets better every time I watch it.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Elf.
No.
Oh. Blades of Glory.
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Blood Diamond.
Yeah, great flick.
Mate.
Yeah.
That is, it makes me realise now with the age of like Stan and Netflix and stuff that I don't know if movies like that will ever be made anymore.
You know, I agree with you. I think it's so good.
That movie unbelievable. Is just...
That is,
like,
sink your teeth into it and keep, guys, if they haven't seen it, turn your
Leonardo
phone off.
DiCaprio.
Put your TikTok off for a bit.
It's just unbelievable.
And watch it.
Yeah.
That is good.
Go what you want to say about the streaming
There's
services.
There's a lot of noise out there on the streaming services. There's not much quality at the moment. I've got every service. I can't find anything to watch. I watch White Lotus, I watch Yellowstone, and I fucking hate Yellowstone.
Yeah, I know. Yellowstone sucks.
I've got nothing other than that.
Yeah. But I will say, go back and watch Blood Diamond if you haven't seen. I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, please go and watch that film. It is, like, I think by far one of my favorite films of all time.
It's a good flick.
And the last one I just want to say again, just because I've been watching a lot this week, is I've rewatched Dune now for the fourth time.
Yeah, June.
June, have you seen it? D-U-N-E.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Good?
Yeah.
Love that.
That's it, man.
Love that.
Just want to finish up by saying it's great to see you.
Great to see you. It's always good to see you. I'm not as good as you.
Anyway.
I'll see you next week.
Guys, make sure you jump online at listcloggers.com.au.
Yep. What is it?
And check out the new merch. It's on there with the Christmas cards.
Yes, it is, actually.
And we love you so much. So thank you so much. Last episode next week for the year. We cannot wait to love you and kiss you and see you all again next week for the last time.
Ciao.
And IllyXX.
Bye.
I love all you priority picks.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and his Christmas
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.
Just kicked it.